Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
BJ and Jamie.
Who, hey, Spadell, who put the turkeys in the studio? who put these birds in here? You there?
Hello.
Hey, Spadell, can you help me round up these birds?
But it's Thanksgiving. They need to be here.
I know, but I'm just saying that the birds...
It sets the motif for the room.
They're going to do this the entire show.
That's fine. That's just part, it's part of the show today.
it's the atmosphere.
Yeah.
Really? Wow. Man, they're everywhere in here.
Yeah, there's a lot
of them. All right, shut the door. That way we can't hear them. I said shut the door. Spadell, shut the door. All right, there you go. Thank you. Appreciate it, buddy.
No problem.
Thank you. You know I'm plugged into Thanksgiving when I've got you looking for a story where Butterball employees are humping turkeys.
Yeah.
I hope this isn't true because I am a Butterball.
Oh, no. It's true. It's true. PETA is all over Butterball this morning. We'll get to that a little bit later on. Oh, Jamie just walked in.
What? What's going on?
Jamie, breaking news.
Yes?
Butterball. You know Butterball turkeys?
I do.
They've been accused of humping their turkeys before we get them.
Hunting them?
Humping.
I don't get it.
Humping them. Okay. Vile acts at the plant.
I'm still confused.
We all are.
I don't understand the story.
PETA is all over Butterball because they said they've caught them on camera that they've been humping their turkeys.
Who has?
The employees.
Yes. Like on the assembly
what
line.
What is this that you can't understand?
That's really weird.
Seems like another day of news to me.
It's just weird to walk into.
Yeah.
It's just a whole lot, that's all.
You're not wrong there.
Wow.
Tough one to walk into.
Yeah.
That's the best line of the day.
That's
a tough one to walk
crazy.
Into, Beach.
All right, well.
How you doing?
I've heard it all now.
How was lunch yesterday with the girls?
Ow.
Did you do it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Ow. Oh, my God. I keep getting static shocked to my ear. Oh, my God. That's so crazy. Are you guys getting shocked to death?
No.
Just, no, it's just because I took off my jacket.
And
created static electricity. Yeah, that's nuts.
It is so dry, though.
I know.
It feels so dry in here.
It is. Crazy.
My hands are like, I hate that dry feeling.
I know.
Yeah, and I hate lotion.
Really?
Yeah, I got no remedy.
Oh, no.
All right, so you did go to lunch with the girls yesterday?
I did.
Jamie and all the girls went to lunch yesterday, and they normally shut the place down.
Oh,
you lost your phone?
No.
Oh, man, it's complete chaos this morning. We have turkeys running around.
Oh, that's just sad, because I was going to play you some audio from our lunch.
Oh, you were?
Yeah.
Oh, guys, crap.
I ended up having to pay for, well, I didn't have to. I paid for somebody else's lunch behind us.
Yeah.
Because we were so loud.
Oh, you just felt bad?
Oh, my God. I felt so bad. And guess what? It was $120. What the hell do they have?
Are you kidding me?
I'm not kidding. I was like, oh.
Their lunch was $120?
Yeah, they had the steak.
For lunch?
Yeah, they had steak and wine. Yeah.
Man,
I got screwed.
Yeah. It does not pay to be a good person.
It doesn't.
No, it
doesn't. And then they were so nice when they walked up and they were like, look, we sat on the bar side because we love to be around people, blah, blah, blah. We've been married 42 years and we're sick of just talking to each other. So we loved you girls and we thought it was so fun. I was like, why the hell did I pay for these nice people?
Yeah, no kidding.
Really bad mistake.
Because you paid for it thinking they were in misery the entire lunch.
Yeah, and instead they were having fun.
Turns out that they were around you guys for the entertainment value.
Yeah, because they're sick of each other.
I'd get my money back.
Well, it's too late now.
They got a show and a free lunch.
Yeah,
who the hell has steak for lunch?
I know.
I mean, well, you're going to pick up somebody else's lunch.
I actually have. It's the tenderloin tips. They're really good.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, with mushrooms.
That's different. Yeah, that's,
yeah, but yeah. When you go to pay for somebody else, you're not thinking steak.
No, I was thinking chicken sandwich.
Thinking steak. Yeah, you're thinking salad.
Chicken sandwich.
Yeah, $7 salad, you know?
Yep.
All right, well, there you go.
And I don't have my phone. Oh, my God. It's a horrible day.
Yeah,
it's horrible. I even set it out. Like, yeah, you set it out right there. Yep. That didn't work out, did it? Nope. So anyway, tell me about those turkeys.
Never mind.
Okay, fine.
Doesn't matter. Okay. Don't want to ruin Thanksgiving for Butterball people out there.
Right.
Yeah. Wow. Once you buy your turkey, you're stuck.
Well, I don't want to think about that happened to my turkey before.
We're getting audio.
At all.
I've got audio.
I don't know if I want
audio. I know. The video's been viewed 2 million times.
That's weird.
That's some weird people in this world.
And 1 million of it was Schmidl.
Tried to get the audio. All right, PJ, Jamie, 2 days before Thanksgiving. Is the mountain still socked in with snow?
I have no idea. I haven't been there.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think they're getting a lot of snow up there. We're going to get the Mountain Wave weather guy on coming up at 7:15 this morning to find out what's
Our
going on down here.
Our weather thing doesn't start till 11 p.m. tonight.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Into tomorrow, right?
Yep.
All right, back after this, BJ, Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie.
We have kicked off the BJ and Jamie Giving Tree for 2024. It is up and running, baby. It's on our website. If you know a family that needs to be nominated because the family's having a little difficulty this season and they got kiddos that need presents, then that's what this is all about.
Yeah, so go to alice1059.com and if you know a family, like PJ just said, go there. There's a little flipper that says contest page. Click on that and then it'll take you to the place.
I haven't checked this morning. It was supposed to be moved to the main page.
Oh, it was? Oh, it is?
Is it back on the main page now?
Nope.
Yeah, so
nice
it's on
job.
The main page
okay.
now.
So no
they
flipper.
Corrected it. No, no flipper needed.
Yeah.
No flipper. But we're looking for families that you can help out this year, and possibly they'll be picked for the Giving Tree. We'll do 20 families, brought to you by Steel Bros, Longmont Dairy, and, of course, Dave & Buster's, where we'll do the big event coming up later on in December. So it'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I'll ask you yourself there when it is and stuff. It's fine.
December 17th.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
December 17th.
Oh,
we're
going to
play.
I was just reading these studies, which is so true about everything. One of them is that everything falls on chicks for the holidays, like everything. And I agree with that. But it says the holidays are absolutely exhausting for women because what happens when you're hosting everybody and having everybody in your house like Michelle is, you want everything so perfect.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like the napkins all have to match, the chargers, the plates, all that stuff. And it's like, let it go. It's fine if you don't have all the perfect glassware. And we spend a fortune to impress our family. And they're just our family. And they
exactly.
don't care.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know? They're just your family. They don't care if it matches or
no,
not.
No, doesn't matter.
No, not doesn't at all.
Well, you come to my house, that's what you get. Because I don't have a lot of matching stuff, okay?
Yeah.
So you get... And I broke another saucer yesterday, so I'm down to two.
Oh, good. Wait, you even use saucers? That shocks me.
I've got... Well, I don't know how they got the washer, but I opened up the dishwasher yesterday and two plates were broken. Plates and saucers.
You don't, like, you don't strike me as the type of guy that has a coffee cup on a saucer.
No, we use them for other things.
Oh, you
know. Yeah,
okay.
I don't know what we use them for, Jamie, to be honest with you. All right, so yesterday afternoon, about 2 o'clock, an Amber Alert went out. 7-year-old boy missing out of Lakewood. Turned out everything's going to be fine. The kid was found yesterday.
Oh, good.
But, man, that whole scene was crazy yesterday. I had no idea what had gone on before this kid went missing, but here's the story.
Early Monday morning at this Lakewood apartment complex.
They located one adult male who had suffered a gunshot wound.
Police officers were investigating a shooting that turned into much more.
It was determined that his juvenile son had been missing from the apartment.
A 7-year-old boy was nowhere to be found. An Amber Alert was issued for the boy and 26-year-old Crystal Denman, the suspect in the case.
All I know is that she's my child's father's ex-girlfriend. I just didn't want her to do anything crazy, irrational to harm my baby.
Arielle Green is the boy's mom. Family who couldn't contain their excitement in the Lakewood Police Department. When they learned he was found.
Hallelujah! God is good!
Safe and unharmed around 80 miles away on the Eastern Plains.
Man, and I live with a six-year-old.
Wait, is the other guy, is the guy dead?
No, he's in the hospital.
Oh, okay, because they don't tell us a lot about that poor guy.
They just kind of left you hanging.
Yeah.
Well, no, they do later in the story. It's just that we only caught this part of the story to run on the air. But yesterday was a great teaching lesson because Frog, he's 6 years old, he had a lot of questions about how the kid could be missing. So it was a good teaching lesson for him.
Oh, good.
You know, about don't be alone inside the store, don't wander off, you know, things like that. But thankfully, this kid was found. He was found way out, like, what, 70, 80 miles, they said?
80 miles.
Yeah,
holy moly. Those Amber Alerts go off. Man, oh, man, they're scary.
They're chilling. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they freaked me out.
Yeah. They went off in the whole restaurant.
They did?
Yeah. So on the, you know, because it's like a sports bar area.
Yeah, I knew it was serious because every device in my house was beeping yesterday.
Well, yeah, that's the Amber Alert. But crazy. But thank goodness they found him.
Yeah. Sometimes, and I don't know why this happens, sometimes there's Amber Alerts that go out that only certain devices get.
Huh.
Have you ever noticed that?
No.
Yeah. Every now and then you'll get one that somehow is, I don't know how they, you know, centralize whatever it is that they're putting out there.
Have no idea.
But I've had that before. All right. Anyway, good news there. The kid was found, so all is good.
Crazy story.
Good. Yeah, it is a crazy story when a kid goes missing right
there.
Yeah, right? All right. BJ and Jamie Morning Show. We'll get to Tabloid Trash. That is coming next here on the program. Stand by.
You've just bought a ticket on Jamie's Train of Thought.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Hey, if anybody has seen that commercial, because I'm interested in it for BJ because his back is hurting again.
Yeah.
And it's paid for by your insurance. And this guy has this, like, wand. And it's like... Bzz, 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 on this guy's back, and then he, like, oh my God, feels so much better. And it's also for neuropathy and all those kinds of things. It's not the red light thing. I have the red light thing too, which I believe in, but it's some other thing.
Lisa swears by the red light.
I like the red light.
She, you know, I broke her ankle for her.
Yes.
Remember that when I dug those holes in the yard? Well, I didn't do it. The dog did, but I was supposed to fill them in, and she snapped her ankle. But she says she got a lot better because of that light.
Yeah, I think the light really works. Yeah. And now they're doing it. Well, Neutrogena did it a long, long time ago. They had red light therapy for acne.
Yeah.
And you put this, like, face thing over. I mean, it's like a face, and it looks creepy. But teenagers were blinding themselves.
Oh, really?
Because they weren't wearing the goggles with it. They were just putting on the mask.
It's like a tanning bed almost.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But this is red light, and it's for acne. And Neutrogena actually took it off of the, they took it off the internet.
Good idea.
Because kids weren't wearing the goggles, and they were blinding themselves with the red light.
Holy moly.
And now there's these red light patches that go under your eyes, too. And it's so weird, because I'm like, oh my God, that's got to blind people.
Where do you see all this
so
crap?
Close.
On the internet.
Yeah.
On the internet. Yep.
Lights that go under your eyes?
Yeah, you know how, that. Well, you don't.
But I don't look for stuff.
You're not
like
a
that.
Girl, but yeah. But eye patch under your eyes things are really, really popular right now. I'm sure.
Take away the puffiness. Yeah. Yeah, Brett uses them all the time.
All the time. Every girl uses them all the time. But now they come with red lights underneath. I'm like, that would, like, blind you.
That's crazy.
It's nuts. Yeah. Those things are, I feel like, kind of a ripoff, too. And they're so expensive. I feel like the Real Housewives of every county started them, and we all saw them wearing these little patches under their eyes, and we're like, ooh, what are those? I might need those. I bought them in bulk.
Wow.
Huge tub right underneath this thing.
Yeah, it is in bulk. All right, anyway, I don't really have a lot. I have to be honest with you. There's, like, not a lot going on, and I mostly get all my tabloid trash from my phone, I have to be honest. And so I don't have a phone today, so this is really, really, really uncomfortable for me. But I will tell you the latest from Harvey on TMZ. He was saying that Liam Payne had this phobia of being left in his hotel room. That ever since he toured with One Direction, Liam Payne hated the anxiety of being caught inside a hotel room. And so when they removed him from the lobby of the hotel room and forced him to go back into his room, obviously he was, you know, on drugs and all that stuff. They took the mirrors off the walls, so they didn't want him to cut himself. It was kind of insane. But they forced him to stay in his room, and they're saying that's why he went on the balcony, not to jump, but maybe to try to climb down or get out of his room because he had such anxiety about this.
Yeah, and if you remember, I think there was a phone call that we played the hotel where they were talking about they were scared that something was going to happen with this guy. And if that's the case, then that means that they knew. They knew that something was up with him and that he was, you know, susceptible to hurting himself.
Well, and Harvey even goes, you know, even like what you're saying, exactly the same thing that he mentioned it in the phone call. And they're saying that the hotel is completely liable for this.
I don't see how they wouldn't be.
I mean, they forced him in there.
Well, no, it's more like you acknowledge that you knew that he could harm himself. That's where the legal part of it comes in, that they could be liable, you know, forcing him back. But knowing that he could hurt himself, that's where you're in trouble.
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, and it's on the call. I remember hearing it on the call.
So this whole thing is just...
It is bizarre.
Yeah.
And the weird part is they arrested three people, right?
Correct.
Didn't a couple of those people work for the hotel?
They did.
Yeah. And they were the ones supplying the drugs.
Yeah.
That'll make you liable right there.
Yeah. So the whole thing is just, it's tragic, obviously. And then the pictures of his parents at the funeral home. I don't know why they were, not the funeral home, but they were along the path of his carriage. And my God, that was just awful. All right, let's see here. What else did I want to do? That chicken fried... Oh, I almost called her a bitch. And she's not... It was not her fault. She got in a breakup. Anyway, she tells us that that chicken fried girl she dated, Zach Bryan. Well, she's telling us that she's really in trouble in relationships. And I know a few of these people that do this. She gets so involved in the relationship, she loses herself, BJ.
She lost herself?
She lost herself.
With this... what was the guy's name?
Mm-hmm.
Zach Bryan.
Yeah. She lost herself,
poor thing.
And she doesn't even know how to be social anymore.
She can't find herself.
No.
She's lost.
She says that when she starts dating somebody, she goes all in, and it's all about their life and not about her life anymore, and whatever they need and whatever they need her to do and whatever, she's just there for them, and she forgets to live her own life, and she forgot even how to work because she was so involved in his life.
That's the way I am.
I know.
I'm just all in.
You are. I know. Whatever she says to do, do it.
I'm just right there at her beck and call. The whole thing is to make her happy.
We know. Yeah. We watch it.
Yeah. So I fully get what Chicken Fry is saying.
You don't even know how to be by yourself.
I'm BJ Chicken Fry.
You are.
Yep.
Oh, my God. I did see your son yesterday, and he's so excited about Thanksgiving, too.
Who?
Your son.
Oh, yeah. I couldn't figure out which one. I got four. Yeah. He was here in the studio yesterday.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah.
And he's so excited. I was like, your dad's so excited about Thanksgiving. He goes, you know what? I am too. It's the first time we've all sat down together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is pretty cool.
So that's cool. It's affecting them too. Not affecting in a bad way. They're excited about it too, to all sit down together.
I talked to Austin, who's out in Los Angeles, yesterday. I made sure I wired him $700. I spoke to...
Is his girlfriend coming?
Yeah.
Okay.
But they need hotel money. Then I talked to Andrew out of New York. He's coming in on Friday, too.
Nice.
Wired him $500.
Is he bringing his boyfriend?
No.
Okay.
No. He's coming solo, but he wants a different room at the hotel. And then, of course, the one that lives here, which... Thankfully, I didn't have to wire. I saw him yesterday.
Right.
Man, it's looking good.
Is he bringing his wife?
Yes.
Does she have a kid?
Older, I think. Yes. Older kid.
Is that kid coming?
No.
Okay.
No.
So
I've never met that kid.
Oh, that's weird.
Mm-mm, he's 20.
Oh, yes. Oh,
yeah.
He's out.
He's an older kid.
Oh, okay.
And then your kid.
He's out on his own.
And then your other kid, and then your wife. That's eight at the table.
Well, I haven't counted yet. Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Oh, I missed a 9.
9.
Is her mom? Oh, it's her mom or something?
No, the three of us. Me, Lisa, and Frog.
Yeah.
And then you've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of them.
That's 8.
Yeah.
You know,
I was like, what am I missing right now?
I've already thought, because I set up dinner to go to dinner on Friday night.
Uh-huh.
I didn't set it up. We're just going to show up. But that's going to cost me a buku.
Wait, I thought you were making dinner.
I am on one day, but other days we're going out to dinner.
Oh, wait. Yeah. I thought you're having your Thanksgiving on Friday.
No, I think we're going to do Sunday
instead.
Yeah,
that's what I heard yesterday.
I think we're doing Sunday instead, because one of the boys doesn't get in until late on Friday.
Gotcha. Yeah. Okay.
But he gets here early enough that he can meet me at a restaurant.
Gotcha.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. Yeah, that's going to cost you a lot.
Yes, it is. Yes, I've already calculated. That's beyond the $700 here, $500 there. I mean, I'm just, anybody need a loan, just come to me, man. Spadell, you need some money.
Yeah.
You know what I feel bad for is the people with split family. Well, you actually have split family too, but like my girlfriend. So here's her day, right? So she has to go to his side first for Thanksgiving. They have a earlier Thanksgiving, a lunch Thanksgiving, right? Then at night, she has to take her kids to her mom's house, right? And then they have another Thanksgiving, and then they kind of do that, and then they go to the dad's house for not. She's got three Thanksgivings in one day.
I wouldn't be able to move for like a week after eating all that food.
I think we've got it pretty much figured out because we've got like three different, but they're all different days.
Right.
Yeah. Like the boys, the one out in L.A., he's going to one on Thursday. He doesn't fly until Friday, so he's going to one out there. Then he'll go to his mom's on Saturday and then me on Sunday.
But
so he gets
if
a whole weekend of
mom
turkey.
And dad are both, I mean, like, that would be four of them, right? You go to your husband's, and then your husband has a divorce in his family, so then you go to the husband's mom's, you know, because you've just gone to the dad's. Now you go to your mom's, and then you go to the other dad's. That's four.
Yeah.
I just quit.
Like, I know, right? It's a lot of turkey. Yeah.
Imagine if you're in Nick Cannon's family.
Oh, my God. I wonder how they do that.
All those baby mamas,
I think
man.
They rent out, like, a ballroom, and they're just all sitting there together.
I get it. Like, is he the king of the table? Yeah. He's at the end of the table?
All yes. The women. You'd have to do it that way. You couldn't make every house.
No, you couldn't.
I mean, there's, like, eight mamas.
Yeah.
I mean, there's not enough time on Thanksgiving for that.
That is crazy. Holy hell, I didn't think about that.
I kind of like the way mine's set up, though.
Yeah.
Because now, for Thanksgiving Day, I can get up and watch the parade, the Macy's Thanksgiving Parade. Right. I love that thing. I love those big balloons coming down the street.
And it's so lame, but I love that you love it, but I hate
it. And then I can also watch the football games on Thursday. So,
but then you have to go to your in-laws, right?
Yeah, later in the afternoon, late in the day.
For tacos.
Tacos. Friggin' tacos on turkey day.
I mean, you're going to see balloons that look like turkeys. You're not seeing balloons that look like tacos.
No. No, you're not, Jamie. You're exactly right. Enchiladas.
Right? And what's that? Not
cornucopia.
Cornucopia. What's that thing?
That's a cornucopia.
Yeah. Cornucopia. Yeah, there's a balloon that looks like a cornucopia, not a burrito.
I'm having burritos.
Maybe they'll have a cornucopia with burritos and chips coming out of it.
Yeah. Sour cream dripping out.
I love Mexican food. Don't get me wrong. But not on Turkey Day.
No, that seems so odd.
Just sacrilegious.
Right.
I mean, I want to celebrate the pilgrims.
Right?
Sitting down with the Indians.
It's an important day.
Big feast.
All right, I'm done. There you go. Tabloid trash.
That was it?
Yep. That's all I got. What?
Oh, nothing. Nothing. I got a couple of things I could throw in here.
Oh, I thought like my time was up. Because I have.
It is. You're right.
I have other stuff, but I thought my time was up.
Yeah, your time's up.
Okay, fine.
We'll move on. All right.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.